savory, sweet, and bold. The smells envelop you as you walk into the small kitchen of Chez Chamousse. This Qatari breakfast feast is served no matter the hour. It features a Bedouin bread made of flour and water called regag and flavorful stew called marguga. Shems El-Kassabi's restaurant in Souq Waqif is also a landmark. She is the first woman to own a eatery in Qatar and the first to open a business in the souq.
Hospitality and generosity are pillars of the Qatari traditions. Women play a role at home when we open our doors and welcome our neighbors and visitors with traditional food. Here, I will be a true representative of the Qatari women.
More than 20 years ago, Kassabi began pickling lemons in her backyard and selling them via word of mouth. Then she opened a spice shop and eventually this restaurant in 2014. Along the way, her entrepreneurial ambitions clashed with her family's ideas about a woman's place.
In the past, as a conservative society, it was difficult for women to socialize with men. I was the first to bend the rule, with some objections from my family. How could a woman work among men?
Kassabi's customers include the Qatari ruling family, foodies, and footballer David Beckham. Her homestyle cooking, in an Arab coffee shop environment, is a link to Qatar's roots.
My main goal is to ensure that our cuisine lives on for future generations. It's part of preserving our culture and traditions, not only for Qataris, but for visitors to our country, especially since Qatar is hosting the World Cup.
Last summer, Kassabi launched an online store. Now, with these jars of spices and mixes, she can share a taste of Qatar with the world. Thank you.